Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now. Your inside look at locomotive sports, live from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show. Our first show of 2017. I hope everybody had a safe and happy new year. I know I had a safe one. It was happy. So.
What time were you in bed?
Hey, 12:01. So.
Happy New Year. I'm going to bed.
Yep. Yeah. I'm lucky. That's without me turning the clocks back a couple hours.
should have came to the party, man.
I know. Hey, well, I'll get to that. So we'll see. Hey, of course, hosting tonight, the one and the only JJ Nunn.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to you.
Absolutely. Got to be better than last year.
I don't think last year was a bad year. I mean, it was a fast year for me. I mean, everybody's experience for last year was different.
Yeah, we were a little busy.
Yeah. Busy's good.
Yeah.
Busy's good, you know? I think busy in a year is good. Wait till 2017. It's going to be busier.
No shit.
For everybody. There's a lot of surprises coming in 2017.
Yeah, we got a banquet January. We got a picnic February.
Some racing in March.
Some racing.
Touch a truck in April.
It's just, you know, we're running out of friggin' weekends, man.
Running out of months.
You guys run out of...
And
that's your own friggin' schedule with your
And that's
job.
What we haven't even hit you with yet, JJ. No. I'm
hell?
Just kidding.
I got a wedding in April, too.
Right.
Let's touch a truck fall on Easter weekend.
And... Oh.
Oh, man.
Hey, there haven't been any updates on touch a truck yet this
nope.
so far, which is a little worrisome. Maybe we should get a hold of some of the people over there.
Shannon.
Yeah. Yep.
Get a hold of Shannon. Give her a call.
See what's up.
Find out what's going on with Touch Truck, man.
Yeah, because it was sketchy last year that if they were going to secure the spot at the Orleans this past year. So hopefully
it's
not an
issue. Didn't they like sign it off a month and a half?
Yeah, it was real close.
Off in the end of February?
Yes.
We rolled April?
Yep, absolutely. It was last minute.
Yeah. And we were getting questions at the picnic about it, and we still
didn't know.
We didn't have an answer then.
Right.
Touch truck. We'll keep you up to date, everybody.
As soon as we find out.
Yeah. Touch a truck, place be in April.
Usually.
That's it.
Usually in April.
Yeah. We got two races in April.
What?
Or is it, yeah, we got two races in April. The 8th, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Is there,
and
yeah, there
the
is 22nd. Two, huh? Dang. Oh, that's going to be
tight.
Tight and, yeah, tight. You're right, there is
tight.
Two. Yeah, I thought there was only one.
I don't
one,
think they'll hold touch a truck on Easter weekend.
I wouldn't think
I don't
so.
Think they'll do that. Because otherwise I won't be there.
Yeah.
No. But I look forward to touch a truck each year, man.
Those
who don't know what we're talking about, is we support Family to Family Connections, BomberNation.com. OnWheelsNow.com and JC Motorsports. And basically, Family Connections gets a hold of parking lot behind Orleans Arena, and they bring in every conceivable truck or vehicle that are out on the roads of Las Vegas, Henderson, and Bold City in North Las Vegas. And the kids get to climb in them, climb around them, climb on them, and honk their horn. And they bring in Flight for Life helicopter. It's a great event. It's a big charity event for the family connections. I think Shannon said they procure about 50% of all their funds from this charity event. I mean, they have a number of events. Also, they opened up a new office in Henderson just last year also. So we'll keep you up to date with Touch Truck. Great for the kids if you got nothing going on. It's a fantastic afternoon if you've never been there. And as soon as we get a date, we'll let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, they used to get federal funding and they lost that a few years back.
That.
So this is their big event. So if you haven't been to it, come to it. Even if you want to donate, there's a place you can donate at touchatruck.com, or you can go to familytofamilyconnections.com and you can just donate if you can't be there. So it's, again, great cause, like you said.
All the money stays here.
Here,
all the money stays here in Vegas.
You know, and
it don't go anywhere.
The Family to Family Connections group, they do quite a bit for young families. Go to the website and check it out. Early intervention, you know, a lot of different things they put on. So,
yeah, preschool. They offer tremendous preschooling. There is something that Las Vegas lacks for your 2, 3, and 4 year olds before they make it to kindergarten, first grade. Child interaction, they push tremendously.
A lot of great resources there, absolutely.
Yep.
So,
family to family connections. And if you're in need of help, give them a call.
Absolutely.
And if they can't help you, they'll surely direct you to the people who can.
You know, and that's important. If they can't, it's finding out who can. So, okay, moving around.
As long as they're not pointing them to us because we can't help.
We can't help ourselves. We'll just point right back at them. That's what we do.
You point to us, we point to you.
We can't help ourselves, no less
someone else.
Someone else.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Hosting also tonight, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How are you guys doing?
It's a new mission, man.
I got a lot of surprises coming.
I can't wait till this year.
Yes. Oh, no.
It's always fun and exciting.
I've heard enough missions.
He's taking you away from the controls for a little while.
I'm on mission overload. Okay.
That's how come I'm not a viewer?
Huh?
How come? Never mind. Happy New Year to everybody. And we got a lot of exciting things coming up.
Absolutely. I'm excited about this 2017 year. A lot of great things coming up. A lot of cool racing coming up. You know, you name it, it's happening this year. So,
should be great. And as Jay said earlier, we got the banquet on the 28th.
January 28th.
Yeah, just a few weeks away.
Oh, man.
Samstown.
As of right now, unless it gets changed again.
Right. And you know what? You make sure you get registered or whatever you need to do. Get paid up early because you can't do it at the door.
Yeah, no tickets are being sold at the door. It's, what, $35 a single ticket? And if you still got a group of 10 to go, it's $300 and get a hold of.
If you've got a group of 9, JJ needs a seat. So he'll sit at your table with you.
Yeah, give me a call. Give me a call.
702-485-4699. That's the number.
You guys took my number away.
So we'll get you a new one. 702-485-4699. He needs this one. This is the big one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Give me mine back.
Yeah.
That's better. I can see. Sharpie is good.
We love
Sharpie.
Black
Sharpie on white paper. I like Sharpie.
Oh, man.
I love Sharpie.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep them all away from you.
For two reasons there. Scribbling on shit and for sniffing it.
Recreational.
Yeah, yeah, recreational. Hey, it's a lot. It's recreational now, right?
You're only allowed five.
Yeah. Five.
That's it.
You're only allowed five.
Only five?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I have to make that last for the year.
What do you think of the recreational
marijuana?
Marijuana and stuff like that. I mean,
I'll be a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, medicinal. You know, if that's what you want to do, and go ahead. You know, it might lead into something else. It's like everything else in this world. Okay. It too much of one thing is not good for you.
Right.
You know, so if you think you can control it, and you know, I think about it, thought about it when it was passed back November 8th, you know, driving,
you know,
I drive all day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a lot of people out there who drive, you know, I don't know.
You know,
we'll see. I don't hear any, you know, statistics coming out of Washington and Colorado or Oregon.
Right.
They've been recreational for 2 years now.
Yeah.
As far as racing goes, I know the NASCAR tracks are testing. You know, I don't know whether the unsanctioned non-NASCAR tracks are testing or not. But
well, some of the guys,
it's there.
Some of the guys at our track used to give them some. Say, hey, relax, smoke this, and we'll talk in like 10 minutes. Now you know I'm.
Them are the ones that say, "Oh, I can drive better high than normal."
Right. Yeah, it's like alcohol in the pits.
Yeah.
It's not allowed. Well, you know,
it is what it is. It was funny. I had said it the other day to my friend at work. I said, you know,
do you pay that guy?
What?
Do you pay that guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He pays the price one way or the other for all his friends.
You know, one way or another.
Exactly.
I do. There's no doubt about
stress
that.
Stress for some. And
medicinal, I do have a resident. That uses it. I know somebody who had fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who actually went from driving a 3-wheel scooter to a walker to a cane.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It helped her out tremendously. You know, it's something it's here.
Yeah,
all there
I mean,
is to it.
Regardless,
it's
here.
It's here, and it's not something that's just come up 100 years. It's been smoked for 1,000,
right?
You know, and used for medicinal purposes. Hey, there's stuff out there being used for medicinal purposes that isn't approved here yet, but it's approved in Europe. So you know, sign of the times. The world's changing, man. We're getting old. We're getting old.
Well, we
so,
better start
you know,
carrying our ounces around because
it's here. Have an open mind about it. There's nothing. I don't think it's going to come out back on the ballot to cancel recreational. But you really don't hear the bad coming out of Colorado or Washington or Oregon that's had recreational for over 2 years now.
Yeah, that's. You know, I got mixed feelings about it myself. I mean, I don't care what anybody does. I never have. Yeah, you do what you do. I just don't know what it's going to be like as recreational in a town like Vegas where, you know, Vegas is different than Washington and Oregon and Colorado.
Right.
This is a tourist town. People come here just to party, and who knows, you know, what effects that's going to have as recreational. But we'll see. You know, maybe we'll won't even see a difference. I don't know. But
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know at all. That'd be.
I just know
question.
I smell it all over the place. And I never used to not like the smell, but now it gets to me a little more than I used to when I'm driving and I know somebody's smoking it while they're driving and stuff. You know, I'm like, well, that's probably not a good idea.
Well, you still have alcohol open container rule.
Yeah. Right.
If your passenger has an open beer, you're going down.
Right.
If your passenger is smoking a joint, or is the driver going down? No. It's recreational,
right?
Good yeah, but question. don't the law say you have to do it in the private?
Your car is private. That's considered your private property, and I don't know. I mean, obviously not while you're driving. I mean, that's not legal, but
well,
I don't know. That's some of the questions
well,
that they have.
It's in public. I mean.
Right.
You can be having sex in a car with your wife. And
that's still considered public.
That's
true.
That's public.
Yeah.
So
right,
you
that's
know,
what
that's
I'm
a,
saying. Aren't
that's,
they...
a, that's a violation. believe it or not. If you get caught, you know, behind the parking lot of Walmart or something.
What if it's medicinal sex? Is that okay?
This is a family show, guys.
That's a Nevada state always been recreational.
Right, regardless. State's
that's always been recreational.
Anyways, I don't know. That's interesting. You know, obviously it's still, you know, companies and things like that still, you know, up to the company, whether it's illegal to have employee that
that's
has
a
that
big
in their
thing.
System and so
you
on.
You know,
so.
How are these companies going to react to that? You know, how strict are they going to get with testing? I know there's a lot of businesses out there now that you got to be tested even before you're hired.
Well, and that's something, too. So, I think the testing is going to, the technology and testing is going to become better and kind of pinpoint it more to whether it's been in your system for 3 days or you just got done
in the parking lot.
Yeah, in the parking lot on the way in or something, you know. Right. So that's going to come up as, you know, issues, I think, you know. But the technology's there, and I think we'll start seeing more of that come out where we know more. It's like DUI testing, you know, you blow in something, it's going to be that easy, I think. So.
I know NASCAR tracks are testing.
Yep.
You know, if you want to get back to the racing end of it, they're testing if they think somebody's out there.
Right.
You know, you're not allowed to have it on the property to begin with.
Sure.
Okay. That's all there is to it. But who knows? We'll see.
Hopefully
we'll
it's
see.
Addressed at the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new world.
We'll do our own testing during break. No, I'm just
he must have brought some kits in. He wasted some money.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, I could have bought tires with that money you wasted.
But I definitely agree with the medical.
Right. I do too. I've always have with the medical end of it. You know, whether it's something as simple as, you know, and some people say it's all fake if you have sleep, you know, insomnia or something like that and you smoke. But, you know, there are people that actually have insomnia and sleeping disorders where they need to smoke something to help them sleep, you know, as something as simple as that to, like you said, fibromyalgia or something like that. You know, it can go a long way in medicinal marijuana, but oh well, anyways. Hey, some new businesses in town. Maybe there's some sponsorships. They can sponsor some race cars, you know, and get the paint jobs on the cars look like a big marijuana joint or something. Who knows?
Well, Frito-Lay sales is going to go up.
Yeah, there you go. Lay's potato chips.
Now's the prime time to open up a string of White Castles out here.
And there's a reason why more people show up to Gary's New Year's parties. For the free
Hostess.
Food.
Hostess is going to go up.
Hostess.
The sales are going to go up on Hostess.
Bring you that. That's right.
Oh man, see, there will be nothing left.
I forgot to bring you a box of devil dogs.
Did you say you expected that?
Yes, on purpose.
Yeah,
I expected.
I had to go back to work today. That was a hard enough.
You know, today
was thinking of bringing in devil dogs.
Today was a hard day. I think most people partied on Sunday, and then just bummed around yesterday, and then that makes it that much harder to go to work today.
I worked yesterday.
Did you really?
Not at work, but I worked on the car.
Well, I didn't do
today.
Car work. Yeah.
Cleaned
I should
up around the house in the morning and did some work on the car.
What?
So we're here working, you know.
Damn.
Had a great party, though, the year. You missed a good party, man. Gary and Kay threw a great party. Friggin' food.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Oh, my God. The smoked turkey and the smoked ribs. And the smoked garlic stuffed prime rib. And the pie. Thank you very much, Vicky, for the pie.
This is not the list we're having at the barbecue in February, but maybe in July we can start.
Potato salad. I mean, no, there was not a hamburger or a hot dog in sight, man. Gary and Kay went first class with this, and it
cool.
was, oh, man.
Well,
I was still eating ribs at 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get home till 3.
Well, not only was Gary talking about smoking stuff, so was Kay. Did she smoke her own?
No, I was told, you take care of the outside, I'll take care of the inside. I said, it's a deal.
Who made them devil eggs? Was that Kay?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And We smoked the eggs before we made
them. They were smoked,
yes,
too?
Yes, they were. Yep.
I thought they were different.
Yep. Well,
they were good.
You smoke?
Smoked hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Devil in
that shit. There you go, right?
Recreational
or medicinal.
Oh, my God.
Yes, right. We did two things of 18 eggs we smoked.
And they were all gone.
Oh, yes.
They were all gone.
Oh, yeah.
And pasta. Who brought that pasta salad?
Vicky.
Vicky brought that pasta salad, too. That got wiped out.
Yeah.
The pies got wiped out.
Yeah.
The ribs. Were there any ribs left?
No
ribs left.
And there were, we did 8 things of ribs, smoked 8 things, racks of ribs. And while I was cutting them, they were getting them faster than I can cut them.
No kidding.
And here's the problem. And I just got busy doing some other stuff, and I forgot to put barbecue sauce on the ribs while they were in the smoker.
Oh.
I took them off, and it was like they liked them better without barbecue sauce.
Well, a friend of mine said, if he hears somebody putting barbecue sauce on stuff, he goes, he gets pissed off. He goes, you know what? That's sauce is for dipping, not for cooking the food. That's what he said. That's his big thing. So
yeah, and after everybody was sitting around eating and talking and all that, I was kind of just walking up talking and nobody had barbecue sauce, and I was like, wow, I forgot it, but they seemed to like
that
it without
it.
No,
yeah.
You can leave that off. Smoking them ribs are freaking awesome.
Well, I know where I'm going to be next year.
Oh, you missed the party, man.
Next year we're doing bologna.
As long as it's smoked, I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Bologna and peanut butter and jelly.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the day before.
With the crust cut off, cut diagonally with toothpicks.
Right, and I get invited like a day earlier. That's the day they're having that. The next day they're real.
Oh, you missed a good party.
Hopefully.
Good party. We were playing cornhole. We had recreational fireworks. We were playing cornhole, but I don't know what everybody else was playing.
Oh, bromance.
Yeah. But
and then on the 1st in the morning, Billy and his family showed up for our traditional January 1st breakfast and
steak and eggs, prime rib and
eggs.
You didn't make eggs.
Nope. Oh yeah, eggs. Bullseyes, French toast, everything on the griddle.
Yeah, they were up next morning.
You don't start with any resolutions. You start like, I'm going in 100 pounds heavier and I'm starting 50 extra pounds heavier in the morning.
I never did a weight resolution.
That's too hard.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah,
that's just
you guys do the
hour.
Opposite. You not only do not do a weight resolution, you just pile it on. Well, that sounds cool.
I wasn't here the next morning, but I did come at 5:30. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. 5:30 p.m. I come over. 8 people. The house is pitch black and everybody's sleeping. 5:30 p.m. I mean, I come over. Okay, fine. We're going to have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Pitch black. Everybody's sleeping.
That's a food overload. That's what that is.
That's the way that went. I was in at 5:30. I was gone at 5:35. I was like, no, don't wake anybody up.
Funny.
I'm going home.
But it was fun.
Oh yeah. It was one of those parties where like the next morning you got like people you don't even know passed out all over the house.
No, we knew everybody.
Okay.
Phew.
That's funny.
Cool.
It sounds like a fun party, man.
Yep. It was a great time.
I'm looking forward to next year's already.
There's a lot of parties in between.
Oh yeah, there is.
Cool. Speaking of that, February 12th. Our Racers, 3rd annual Racers Barbecue.
There will be hamburgers and hot dogs.
Hot dogs. You know, and plenty of it
when
for you free.
Bring a smoker? I thought we were bringing. Hey, have we ever smoked hamburgers or hot dogs? Have we tried that yet? We need to try that.
No.
Gary might try
it. Oscar.
Yeah.
Smoked Oscar Mayer.
You know,
an idea.
I have thought of smoking some meat during you know, Saturday, and then taking it out there and finishing it off on Sunday.
On the grill.
No,
here, I see.
Finishing it off on Sunday, so that still might.
We'll see what happens.
You
got to be there.
A couple hamburgers at what? Like 15 minutes at 300 smoked?
Yeah.
And then they're done?
Hey, no telling what we can put in that smoker.
The VIP gets the smoked meat.
First come, first serve. So you better be there by noon.
No kidding. Cool. That's going to be February 12th at, we'll be there early, but
yeah,
10-ish, I guess. Noon
Park.
Food, Sunset Park. Gracious barbecue. Bring your family, friends,
new
neighbors,
sponsors, old sponsors.
Yes, exactly.
Come hang out.
Want to impress some of your new sponsors? Bring them.
We've been lucky the last couple years. It's been perfect.
Beautiful.
Weather. Perfect. So
we've been on a run.
Yeah. So we'll see. Knock on wood. This year should be the same.
But there's a big covering out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a big covering, and we can put a pop up over Gary while he's smoking hamburgers and hot dogs. And we can eat there. There's still plenty big covering.
Yes.
It covers like 10 picnic tables.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. There's quite a few. So
we'll be out there, rain or shine.
Right.
Either which way.
So.
And if it is shine again, hopefully there's a lot to do. Bring a dog walk, frisbee, horseshoes. We'll have cornhole boards out there again.
There's a volleyball net right
there. Yeah, volleyball.
Right there.
Yeah, there's a kids' playground not only 100 feet away.
And we're right next
kids.
To the bathroom, so we're close.
Yep.
So can't go wrong there.
Yep. Bring your own beer.
Speaking of bathrooms, I like your new addition. We got a porta potty outside the studio.
Yeah.
That's always a good
addition. I totally ignored that. Leave it to you to bring it up, Mike.
Right? It's the starting of the fun new year.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to dig a hole on this corner, on this sidewalk, and we need a porta john.
We have a porta potty right there.
That's it. We need a porta john. And leave it to you to bring that up.
Hey.
I just ignored it.
I thought it was a good addition. Hey, we're out. You guys working on the cars and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Right to the porta potty.
Kate didn't want you guys going in.
She said, get a damn porta potty.
We need a porta potty outside now.
I looked at him and said, damn, that goes freaking parking.
I thought that. But
exactly.
I thought the metal plates were the worst instead of the porta potty. So.
The upgrading, fixing the roads, bringing electric to this end of the hood.
Finally get power. Nice. You can shut the generator off. Oh, man.
Solar.
So if the radio show shuts down, you know why.
Solar.
Yep, solar. Boulder, that whole construction for the past 10 years is online. All those sun panels you see down there, they went and fired them up.
Well, have you seen them lately?
Yeah.
They're eight times the size of they used to be.
And they're running.
Are you serious?
Yes, they are.
Oh, man.
They can light Las Vegas.
I'm not a big fan of all the solar. I mean, I'm a fan of solar, but not too much solar.
I was told all them solar panels are for California.
Oh.
For Nevada to sell power to California.
Could be. I'm
sure. So instead of seeing nice desert landscaping, we get to see
solar panels
everywhere.
Yeah.
Solar panels.
But
they're putting them on the roof of my community right now. And the whole thing is?
I think that's a scam.
The solar panels are going up.
Yeah.
What I don't like is that they're cutting down all the pine trees that
that's shading
around
them. No kidding.
The property.
Because they're putting them on carports at your place, right? That's
typically they're putting them
on the roofs?
On
really?
The roofs.
Wow, usually they
old buildings.
Usually, like they'll do a carport conversion, like a facility like yours, and just.
I was hoping
carports.
They were going to put them in the middle lot.
Wow,
that's a vacant lot, and just cover the lot with them. But nope, on the roof.
Hmm. Interesting.
And they're going to be cutting down those beautiful pine trees.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't get into the reasons why I'm not too big a fan on solar. That's another show.
It's another show.
Not on this show.
Not on this one. This is a racing show. That's all we talk about on this show. Hey, speaking of racing, let's look. I mean, looking back on 2016, any particular drivers or guests that kind of stick out more than others to you, Jay? Not to isolate any one particular guest or anything.
Besides Neil,
Hannah, for you, Neil, you missed that show.
Neil.
yeah, great.
It just amazes me his responsibilities. I certainly got educated on exactly what Neil does out there.
And that's
there.
Probably not everything we know about what he does. That's just some of the stuff we touched on.
You know, it's his experience that he has, his history that he has. I mean, he's covered everything in sports.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he said that Waller experience. Would like to cover the Super Bowl. You know, he's covered it from top to bottom. Neil.
If he does get to the Super Bowl, I want to intern for him, so I'll go there for free. I don't care who's playing.
Vinny Raiucci Jr.
Oh, okay.
One thing that stepped out, now he's moving, going to IMSA, Dirt Modified. One thing that stepped out is that he said, this is a hobby of mine. I am not looking to make this a career. Okay, he's got his eyes focused on what he wants to do, and it's not racing. This is just a hobby to him. You know, that stood out.
You know, and that's a great point for a kid, you know, his age to look at it that way too, because there's so many young racers his age that think they're going to be the next Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, and, you know, and that's tough. There's a lot of talent out there. So if you go into it as a hobby, I think he's going to have a lot more fun than some other people that go into it thinking it's a stepping stone, a career path or something like that. So that's cool. Yeah, I'm exactly that. That's,
you know,
amazing.
That stood out. Kaylee Barker, her experience this year, jumping into a modified.
I'm curious what she's going to do this year. Yeah, absolutely. Great strides from her.
You know,
the modified, I think, opened up some of her talent.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
She had explained, you know, the two different types of car and how she learned quickly she could drive the modified more aggressively.
Right.
That stood out as opposed to when she runs her super late model. We've had so many people in. Gee.
I can tell you I learned a lot from Justin Johnson's couple interviews
we did
with him.
You know,
so,
stand-up guy, I mean, because from the time I used to remember him at the track as a kid, it was different than obviously who he is today.
Yeah.
He has got experience now, you know, life experience. And
let's not forget about Chet. He's always a great guest when we have him in.
He's a holiday special. So
yes,
look for next Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, what he started with down in Pahrump, go to LVMS. He still does the NASCAR 1.5 mile and the business he's got going with his announcing and his crew.
Yeah, and absolutely,
you know,
check out speedshifttv.com.
You know, he was a teacher, right? He was
a
teacher, and he walked away and started his own business with these guys, and now he travels the United States.
You know, and that's with turning down some other opportunities that could have led to
bigger and better.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
not
better,
but bigger.
Bigger. Who knows which direction that could have went. So this is something that he, you know.
He parked himself where he wanted to park himself.
Yes. Right. Well, it goes along with,
he had opportunities to go higher, but he said, no, this is what I enjoy. He enjoys the road.
Right.
He enjoys the traveling. He looks forward going to a number of tracks each year and working with promoters. There was so much this time he discussed, you know, what went on behind the scenes with his announcing.
And there's a couple of things I didn't realize this time around from last time. So absolutely interesting guests. You know, he's been coming to the show for at least 3 years.
3 years,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So looking forward to next year around Thanksgiving for him. Hopefully Hannah, too. You catch Hannah next year. She can be our holiday Chet follow-up every year. And maybe you can join us this time.
Yeah.
Gary waited. Gary waited till the
Gary
time
nothing.
Where you were going to be gone. And he goes, hey, let's wait. All right. JK's going to be gone. Let me get Hannah in here. I think he waited. He denies it.
You're coming on a problem.
While I was in Georgia. I listened to 5 seconds of it.
And shut it off. You were mad.
I was done.
No. And that's another great guest, you know, behind the scenes, Hannah. You know,
no,
same
I
thing with Neil.
She
the stuff that the amount of time they put in and effort and to put into the marketing.
Kind of gives us a background of the stuff that we don't see.
Exactly. The behind
the
scenes stuff.
Behind
the
scenes that we don't.
That we don't. A lot of people don't
even understand what it takes to do what they do.
Right.
You know?
So, no, you know, and you need those. That's
part
of
it. You know, like me getting Hannah on here, how hard it was to make it when JJ
wasn't here. Right. Yeah. Hey, it all worked out. I think it was a great show.
It all worked out great.
You know, it's part of the ingredients, like anything else. You know, if it's missing that one ingredient, you know, the things they do for LVMS, you know, and their personal relationships with the LVMS and all that, it really makes a difference in how Tim Richter out there runs his show and his staff and all that. It's, you know, it all needs to mix together properly. And I think, you know, Tim's done a great job the last, I don't know, a few years he's been out there. So actually longer than I remember him being out there. So, but
the other two that I remember on the show was Sam and Kyle Jackson.
I was going to bring
them. I missed that.
They brought 18 and 14.
Yeah, when they were together.
First,
so.
Sam finishing first in Bombers. And I think it's the first time we had brothers. Kyle finished fifth. And the two different people that completely are. And how they go about racing.
Yeah.
You know, and there is no love on the track. You know, you go with teammates is one thing. Okay. All right. And, you know, the story how Sam dumped Kyle on the road course back in the Bandoleros.
That's funny.
His
to win the championship, just dumped him
and took him out. And
well,
Kyle lost the championship to Sam.
You know, those brother stripes
come
off when you're on the track. They're your competitor.
You know, that story, you know, I mean, a lot of us have brothers out there and there's sibling rivalries,
right.
You know, but this is played out on the racetrack.
I guess that was unique.
That stuck out.
That's cool.
You know, Sam and Kyle Jacks. I enjoyed having them in.
I mean, who wouldn't want to take the chance to dump their brother when they're on the track, right? Hey, remember this. No, that's cool. Yeah, absolutely.
I know some guys that'll dump their own mother just to dump them.
Slow down just to do it.
Yeah. Trust me.
Now I missed being in here, but I did listen to the archives. And obviously anybody can go to our onwheelsnow.com and listen to the archives, whether it's, you know, current show or past couple years. You can always click on the blue On Wheels Now link and it'll take you to all the pages of archives. We don't have all of them up there, but there's a few years of them up there. So
we should think about having Pat Petrie come
back
in again and let us know what's going on with H-Town Racing.
Yeah, nope. Great idea.
Pat Petrie. Yeah, Pat was great. The history, you know, coming out of Colorado and racing up there with his dad and coming down here and racing, heading up H-Town Racing. We should see if he comes in and he can bring us up to speed because they got a whole shop and who knows what, doing what for 2017.
I know he was, worried if Tim was going to put the modifieds back on the schedule because the car counts, you know, this past year. But obviously, just the schedule's out and their modifieds on there. So it's good to see someone involved in trying to push other drivers. I know he's called me quite a few times without success to make it to the track. But
oh,
you know,
you mean he can't succeed either?
But he, you know, put out the extra effort, you know, and it's good to see people involved in their series like that. Like, you know, his being the modified last year. It's good to see people involved like that. So, you know, Kaylee, of course, raced in, I think, out of H-Town's shop there for the modifieds. So,
yeah. Well, you have Mark Allison.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't had him.
Oh,
and
it's been a long time since we had Mark.
Long time since we had Thane and Mark in.
Yep.
But Mark has got, from what I understand, a brand new modified.
Modified Lucas Oil modified.
Lucas Oil modified. Mm-hmm. And he's looking to start the season off with, what, Kern? Was it Kern
no,
that we had looked up?
They're going down to Havasu.
This weekend,
yeah.
With the late model.
Oh, the late model. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
Now he did already race his late with a new motor. I don't remember. Last month, I guess it was. In his late model, but yeah, they got like a 3-race late model series, 3 or 4 races. Yeah, you're right. That is this weekend.
January 7th,
yeah.
Down in Havasu. Racing starts at 2 p.m. 2017 Racing Resolutions, they're calling it. Twin 50s with the late models, the Office Cocktail Lounge, Bandolero, Sam Nichols Factory Stocks, and the Waterless Boat Race.
Ooh.
You never had an opportunity to see one of those, and you want to get your racing fix, head on down to Havasu 95 Speedway this Saturday. Racing starts at 2 p.m.
Now, you said 2 p.m., but there is a time difference.
Yes, there is.
Here we go again.
Yes, there is.
So go early because, what is it, like 1 p.m. here.
1 p.m. our time,
when it's
2 p.m.
their
time.
So if you plan on your drive down there, it takes like 2.5 hours-ish. So,
yeah, around there.
Yeah, not too.
But
I mean, that
gives
you
a nice
enough
ride.
Time. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, it's a nice, easy ride.
It's spread out nicely. You know, a lot of things to see on the way,
but
in different sections.
That's where I understand Mark Allison is supposed to be this weekend.
Cool.
So,
if you haven't seen him race in a while,
So. Maybe maybe we give him a call. He's always
it's been a long time since we've
a lot
had
of fun
on the
Mark's always a lot of fun.
Yeah,
to have him.
And then, you know, and Thane's another good one you brought up.
Yeah,
yeah. We haven't had him in. Just watch your notes. We got to put all the notes away. He will take your notes. Have you
good
talked to Thane lately? Or
actually, I talked to him on the 31st.
Before you wanted me to make sure it was last year that you talked to him.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Great. He don't have, as of right now, he's not sure what he's doing with his race car, where he's going to be racing.
Well, because the series that he was racing in, that went on for quite a few years, was the Rocky Mountain something series. And they don't actually have that series racing anymore.
Right.
But I'm sure he'll still travel up. He likes to race up north.
He loves the Rocky Mountain Raceway in Utah.
Right.
Yep.
The Utah track.
Yep, the Utah track. He loves that track.
I'm sure he'll probably just run local up there, I would think. I don't know. I'm just assuming. But yeah, the series he was racing.
I won't tell you what he told me, so I'll just leave it there.
All right.
It's a family show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something nice to kind of mix in there, but it's not all Well, I should say it's not all bad, but I guess it could be. I don't know. Hey, we'll leave it at that. But, you know,
we'll get Thane in here and let him
tell
you.
Exactly.
How's that?
Give him his own shovel and say, here you go.
There you go.
Dig your own hole, pal.
Oh, man. But that'd be great. Another great person to have, and we haven't had in a while.
It's a new year. More exciting things are going to happen. So stay tuned.
Absolutely. Damn. You don't look happy anymore. You started off all smiley, and now you're like, what the hell we got going on this year?
What are these guys getting me into?
I just don't know what you two are up to, and I'm the last one to find out. I'm like, okay, we're going to fit this in when? So
there's always room.
This show is
once a week. There's always room.
We'll fit life in somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So, hey, speaking of fitting stuff in, this year out of LVMS at the Bullring, we have the Las Vegas Semi-Truck Show at when the big rigs are going to be in town, and that's going to be in April. So you can sign up for you can register for the show to put your truck in the show.
So people don't get confused.
Right.
The big rigs are coming in from Canada to race.
To race at night. That's a good point.
And there is a
truck show earlier in the day.
For cabs and trailers or any type of trucks, semis.
And pickup trucks.
Okay, so yeah, it's a big diesel weekend.
And pickup trucks. Oh. Yeah, there's two. Like, you got the semi purse, which is $3,000 for first place, $2,000 for second, and $1,000 for third. And then you have a pickup purse, which is $600 for first, $300 for second, and $100 for third. So you got two different
classes going on.
So if you want to show off your truck, there's a somewhere to do it.
What date is that again?
That is in April. What day is this on the schedule there? April 22nd.
Yeah, we raced that night.
North American Big Rig Race. Yep.
You know, and to register semi trucks is only $30. Trailers are welcome.
$30 to win $3,000.
Yep. And pickup trucks, only $20 to register. So
to win $600.
And you want to show off, you know. Hey, it only costs you $20 to show off the hard work you put in your truck.
I still want to know what Pack the Track night is.
We need to find out. Shoot an email.
I would like to know what Pack the Track night
is. If you know the password, you're JJ on Wheels, why don't you send him an email and ask him?
Oh, I thought I only could receive on this. You can send on emails? You're going to have to show me.
You got
to
get in there first.
You can't do that. You got another thing coming up here pretty quick.
One of the exciting things is watching JJ getting his email.
I don't send emails.
Well, the first thing he types in is MySpace. I don't know why he starts with that every time.
No, that's
like
his homepage.
Right. And it says error 404 as soon as he goes there.
Oh, wait. There it is. There's our logo.
Oh,
man. I got a buddy that I didn't know it was pickup trucks on there.
Yeah, pickup trucks too. So.
I got a buddy that's got a couple.
Really?
Super nice.
Well, you better
custom truck.
Take a picture of this and send it to him.
Yeah. No, he's got a couple nice.
It might be easy money for him.
Yes.
Plus, he can show off his stuff.
One of his trucks that he built was the centerfold of Trucking Magazine.
Oh.
So
this could be an easy. This is like taking candy from a baby.
That's exactly what it is.
That's cool.
He's taken one of his trucks from here in Vegas and went clear to Tennessee and won second place.
No kidding.
And drove it there and drove it back.
And so because he's got money to do that, we know he don't do circle track racing.
Actually, he's one of my sponsors, or one of our sponsors.
Sweet.
So, yes.
Wow.
If you ever want to see some nice truck equipment, go see Daniel at Best Muffler. They're all over in his shop.
No, cool deal.
And I'm going to take that to him and tell him, hey.
Yeah. You know, I know guys put all that work into their projects, so you know, any chance they get to show them off, that's their deal. Just like us going racing every so often for me. Every other weekend for you guys, you know, it's a chance to show off, you know, what.
I'll take a copy of that and take it to him. And again, I didn't realize there was pickups. No. Big rigs is what I thought it was.
Nope. I mean, it says semi-truck show, but it's pickup trucks also.
I guess I got to read the fine print.
Right.
I'll have you know I checked my email.
Oh, you got in there.
There's nothing in there that explains Pack the Track name.
No, you got to send them an email.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Uh-huh. There's a button that says compose. That's all they have anything to do with
send.
Yeah, and then send. So.
Nope. Sorry.
Hey, speaking of Dan's muffler, you want to talk? Go ahead and mention the sponsors.
Best muffler.
What about Danny at Buffsa?
Well, you missed it. You were too busy emailing and my facing, but we're talking about his beautiful trucks that he's going to talk to you about
he's
entering.
The one that has the truck?
Yes, Daniel at Best Muffler. Okay. Yeah. I was just there yesterday and saw, man, let me tell you some.
That's cool.
As you all know, I'm not a Chevy guy, but a lot of them are Chevys. He's got four there, I think, that he's working on.
Where is Best Muffler at?
21st and Fremont.
21st and Fremont. Kind of.
On 21st. And it's on the corner.
What kind of picture? That's kind of down by the
U-Haul.
Oh, that's where it's
the
at.
The U-Haul on Fremont?
Yes.
It's directly across the street from them. On 21st.
But it's, okay, cool. I'm sorry, go ahead. Get into your speaking time.
You're
finished? No. I'm done.
Okay, fine. Want to thank
I'm kidding.
We got 9 minutes.
What are those like? Reliable Banner, Pickup Radiator, Best Muffler, Roadrunner Engine Parts, Rob Street, Macco Tools, Tom Kohler, and Roadrunner Ken Watson. All yours.
Can you say that again a little slower so they can get them?
What? You got a pick apart?
All right, I get the picture.
And camp out? Anthony at camp out? And Mike at Reliable Banner? Sign, Supply, and Printing? And Pick Art Radiator, Phil and Jim?
Phil and Jim, uh-huh.
Over there? Uh-huh. And Daniel at Best Muffler? Ken Watson at Roadrunner Engine Parts.
Payback's a bitch. I'm sorry.
Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing.
Is that Rob?
That's Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing.
Hey, didn't you get pictures from him this past year?
And Tom Kohler. Oh, yeah, that's right. That one's done. Yeah. Tom Kohler at Macro Tools. And JJ Nunn at onwheelsnow.com.
Please send him an email with instructions.
Somebody send
did
him
I
an
miss
email.
Anybody?
No.
I don't think.
Did I miss anybody?
Not yet.
Was it Fresh Air? AC?
Nope.
One of Gary's Trailers and Hitches?
No. Forgot that, yeah. Hey, you didn't get your banner put on the back, huh? Your whatever.
I'm waiting for a phone call back.
Oh,
I spoke to Mike today, matter of fact.
Sweet. What's there to talk about?
What?
What's there to talk about? Like
scheduling the time to take it in to get it done.
He's going
to
actually put it on. Yeah. So that's something that anybody can go do.
Yep.
Go down and he'll wrap their car or do whatever.
Yep. He'll design it. He'll wrap it. He'll whatever.
Sweet. I need
whatever you need.
I need to get an estimate.
Whatever you need. He's got two brand new printers there. Go ahead and support him.
It could be expensive because those things are expensive.
No, he's pretty reasonable.
Is he?
Yeah.
And he's reliable. So.
And he's reliable. Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'm going to get my shit looked at.
Yep.
I got a pickup truck, so.
A white one?
White one.
Yeah.
Need to get that done. What's the matter? Money?
Nothing.
Well. That you're doing the money sign in your hand.
No, I had to do some silicone work at work today. I'm peeling silicone off my finger.
No wonder you're mad about work today.
No, I'm not mad about work.
You had to work.
I had to work. That's the problem. Not mad about work. I had to work.
Well, and you're not typically usually the maintenance guy, right? I mean, you just fill in to help. Is that
correct.
What you're doing today?
He's the maintenance bus driver.
Correct. Just help where I can help.
You're the
feeling, that's all. Make the day go by.
You'll go by pretty decent.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes shit hits the fan bad.
Yeah. Did it start off the new year that way?
No,
that's good.
Not at all.
Cool.
Not at all. I wasn't there for the new year.
No. I thought you said you had to work on Monday.
I did, on the race cars.
Oh, that's right. I thought you showed up and everybody was sleeping. And...
No.
Where was he in this conversation?
That was on Sunday.
I have no idea.
That was on Sunday?
No, Monday. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
What's
you're
the way?
Lost.
God forbid if he comes to a freaking party. Still back in 16.
God forbid if he comes to a New Year's party.
It already happened?
He'll be wrecked for 2 weeks.
Trust me, it takes me. I forget. Somebody was talking about something like staying up and doing all this stuff before, and I was like, man, if I stay up too late, it takes me like 4 days to recover now. It used to take me one day when I was younger, you know.
So. Welcome to our world, old man. It'd take you 4 days to
recover. Wait a minute. Who just had a birthday?
The old man on a mission.
Yeah, the old man on a mission. See, I diverted it back to you, Gary.
Uh-huh. But there's still more exciting things coming in 17.
Absolutely. Of course, you can go to thebombernation.com website, check out the links there, look for stuff for sale. It's a new year, 2017. If you got something you want to sell and kind of put back into your race team, and everybody's working on their cars, getting them ready, you only have, believe it or not, what, 3 months left before racing starts?
Yeah.
So if you're a weekend warrior, watch out, because not that many weekends till race day.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. Well, and you got full registration day where there's going to be racing.
Testing
all day, testing. Yep, on registration day. So no racing, but testing, yeah. From the morning till later in the day.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And then registration, I think, is from 8 to 2 or something like that. So, but you can you register early, right?
Yeah.
Most people. They used to have registration out at the big track at one time. Remember they used to do it?
Yes, up in the
tower there somewhere.
That goes back all the way to Stetzer.
Yeah,
Stetzer used to do it. Dave Stetzer, we used to go up there, one of the suites.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was up there.
I kind of like what Tim's doing, where you come out, register, and you can actually pay and
test
all day. So, but it costs... More
you
got
to go out to the track anyhow. Why not bring your car?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
See some new faces. Any new faces you think going to show up out there this year?
Every year.
New names, new faces, new victims.
Yeah. We had 3 show up in the bomber division.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. 3 new guys with 3 old cars.
Mm.
So it's still growing. It's... cost-effective racing.
Yeah, that's one thing you like to see is like the cars being recycled. You know, cars have been out there for years and years.
Instead of somebody hoarding them, Michael.
Yeah, right, Michael.
We're not going to mention no names, Michael. But
we had, Bradley Thompson. He showed up in race this year.
Michael Riefler, my son, he showed up at the race this year.
Dennis Feldman, he was new.
The kid in the 31 car.
Bob Rinder ran his first full season, and guy got 5 points. Yeah, Mike Reffler Sr.
The kid in the 31 car?
That got canceled out. That was in the 81.
Yeah, Cody Masserang.
Masserang's the one I was trying to remember, yep.
Cody Masserang came out. So I'm stand corrected, 5.
Wow.
So
now did he sell that car, right? The 31.
Yes,
so he's going.
We actually had 34 drivers on the points list.
Crazy.
Last year. So
not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Not too bad.
That was the most of any division. Next was 24 was the super late models.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it was the Super Stocks. No, I'm sorry.
Legends.
The NASCAR Grand America Modifieds. It was 17 that gained points and 15 for the Super Stocks. So, yeah, I expect to see new faces out there, new cars coming out. Well, maybe not new cars, but new drivers in old cars. Yep. It's cost-effective racing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that division keeps on growing.
Anyways, we are out of time as usual. So I want to say thank you for joining us this first show of 2017. Join us next week live at the 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. And some fun, exciting things coming up. So we'll be talking about some of that. Join us next week. So thanks. We'll see you at onwheelsnow.com, 6 p.m.
Wish everybody a healthy and a happy year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.